This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado may overhaul how it prepares workers for the jobs of the future. That's according to a new report from Governor Jared Polis's office. CPR's Jenny Rundin has more.
The report says Colorado's post-secondary and workforce systems are too fragmented for today's fast-changing economy. It recommends creating a single Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. By 2031, nearly three-quarters of jobs will require education after high school, but only about a quarter of students earn a credential on time. Polis says the system hasn't kept up.
Well, we really have a 20th century structure that hasn't kept up with the nature of today's work environment.
The proposal calls for a one front door approach so job seekers can see the time, cost, and payoff of training. The merger needs legislative approval. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Sports and sporting events generate up to $280 million annually for the Pikes Peak region. That's the finding of a new report examining the Colorado Springs sports economy. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The nonprofit Colorado Springs Sports Corporation compiled this report along with UCCS and the Southern Colorado Business Forum and Digest. They call it the best comprehensive assessment of the impact of sports locally. As much as $280 million impacts the region, including everything from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to the city's three colleges to professional teams like the Switchbacks Soccer Club. Its biggest recommendation is for the city to dedicate more attention to sports as an important economic driver. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says the high temps forecast statewide are 17 to 23 degrees above the normal average for today. This is CPR News in KRCC.